33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The troubles Texas's businesses are facing due to COVID-19 are well known, each of us affected in one way or another, but Texas's breweries, distilleries, and wineries have been hit particularly hard, in part due to a series of declarations by Texas Governor Greg Abbott that puts them in a similar category as bars, and as you know, bars are closed for the most part. The Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association is responding in a way it has never done before, creating a political action committee, and the president of the association joins us now, Patrick Whitehead. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Tell us about this political action committee. The Texas wine industry sure has grown a lot in a short period of time.
It has, and we were all caught off guard, as most everyone was, with the second shutdown that affected manufacturers' tasting rooms. And after a few weeks of trying to make our case to the task force and to the governor's office, we realized we probably just needed to get together and try a different strategy. So the Political Action Committee Save Texas Wineries was formed in August, and here we are today.
Well, to have a strategy, of course, you need to have an objective. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I mean, the first thing is to get wineries back open and allow them to operate their businesses in the way that they're legally allowed to operate them. Some of us have reopened, but we're having to do it more under the guise of being a restaurant. And there's still several that haven't opened. So our goal here is, again, to have the emergency order lifted or find a way to get those tasting rooms open.
You know, when I hear political action committee, I think of two different bits of leverage, I suppose you could say. On the one hand, members of a political action committee can lobby their lawmakers. On the other hand, political action committees can raise money to try to get other lawmakers elected. What are you thinking now?
Well, I think it's both of those things. And the other thing is trying to engage the people that have a passion and have an affinity for Texas wine and grapes and get them engaged as well. So that, the folks in Austin know that it's not just the business owners that are making our case and are trying to be heard, but, people that support us.
How much leverage does the wine industry have in Texas? I think some people may be surprised to hear that there are something like 520 wineries in the Lone Star State and that Texas is the fifth wine-producing state in the nation. I think that might surprise some lawmakers, too, because it wasn't that long ago the phrase Texas wine might have sounded to some ears like an oxymoron.
Exactly. My winery, Blue Ostrich, is 9 years old. When we were licensed, we were number 225. And so, as you said, there's over 500 now. This has happened very quickly. There's a good many of them that are actually production wineries, actually growing grapes, making wine, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think lawmakers would be surprised. We've had some great support, but still the governor doesn't seem like he's ready to move on anything.
Do you think he's being overly cautious when it comes to the pandemic?
I don't know if it's being overly cautious or it's the people around the governor. And you've got to understand, David, politics is fairly new to me. So I'm learning as I go. But for all we know, the governor has heard the word wineries and lumped us in there with bars. For the most part, most of us close when the sun goes down. Most of us are serving people who are seated. It's people of a certain age that are there to learn and about the ag part of it and the processes and those kinds of things versus just going to a place for the purpose of consuming alcohol. It's a very different sort of experience.
How much has your business been hurt? What are you hearing from others in the industry?
40 to 50% of being off the mark is not unusual. We do have the ability to ship in Texas, and a lot of us have really tried to innovate. There have been a lot of things like virtual tastings. I think we figured out to do things a little bit differently.
May I ask how a virtual tasting works?
Sure. People actually will go online and order the wines that we're going to feature in a virtual tasting. We ship those to them. Then we have a set date, and it'll either be done via a Zoom presentation or Facebook Live or YouTube, something like that. And the winemaker or somebody there from the tasting room will actually do the presentation, maybe even do a food pairing, and people can engage and talk to them and that sort of thing. Yeah.
That sounds like fun, but this is, of course, serious business here, and for many wineries, I would imagine, a question or a matter of survival. Is there some point at which you're looking, if things don't change, the industry could be facing irreparable damage?
Oh, I think so. I think there may be some people that don't come back from this. That's very scary. It's very sad. We've worked hard to, as you mentioned earlier, to put ourselves in that position of being the number five wine producing state in the United States. We've got Texas wines that have been recognized on the world stage at competitions in San Francisco, Lyon, France, things like that. We'd sure hate to see ourselves slide backwards after all the work we've done.
How far off do you think you might be from that sort of point of reckoning?
You know, we'd sure like to see something happen before the end of the year. You know, some folks are running out of dry powder. As I said, some of us have been able to reopen in a limited capacity, and that's one of the things the PAC is asking, the right to be able to open safely, follow the same guidelines that restaurants are allowed to do, nothing different than that.
We've been talking to Patrick Whitehead. He is owner of Blue Ostrich Winery and Vineyard, about the new Texas Winery PAC, Save Texas Wineries. Mr. Whitehead, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Dave, it's been my pleasure. Cheers.